In last week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu, when he benched Ephraim and Menashe, Zeniklach, he said, "Hamalach Hagoyel, Oisi Mikol Yoyevorches Anorim, Mikoyem Vem Shemi." The Malach benched the children, Mikoyem Vem Shemi, and he said, "And you should call me in their name, my name. What is my name?" The Yaakov Avinu had another name, Yisrael. Why is Klal Yisrael called Bnei Yisrael? The bracha that Yaakov Avinu was giving to his grandchildren is that you should be zoche to carry the name Yisrael. And what does the name Yisrael imply? The pasuk says that the name Yisrael comes from Kisarisa Melekim Vimanoshim. Yaakov Avinu was saying, "I am going to give you a great bracha." Just like Yaakov Avinu was zoiche to face a lot of battles in his life, and he won. And just like Avram and Yitzhak were also had their battles and they won Matzliach, so also the Einiklach and Gantz Klal Yisrael, anytime there's a tzoro or a battle the person has to do fight, he should win. That's why Yaakov Avinu gave all of his grandchildren a bracha that they should be zoche to pass all their nisyonos. Although we all have our own names, but we should all be zoche to have the name, and we should have the koyach like the name Yisrael. Our dear sister, Rachel Brocha, fought many battles in the last couple of years. Rachel and Binyamin went through a lot of challenges, but they kept on going with a smile. They never wanted to let anybody know of any sorrows they had. They didn't want to bother anybody. They never heard a kvetch or anything from Rachel about anything. Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter benched them with two gevaldike kinderlach. And Rachel, Olva Shalom, and Binyamin gave their life for them. Just a few years ago, when she was diagnosed with her machla, for a long while, many of us didn't really know what her matzav was. Because again, Binyamin and Rachel didn't want to cause anybody any tzar. Whenever we called her, she sounded fine and said everything was fine. She was a real tzinua in so many ways. Even lately, as the matzav got worse, Rachel only thought about her children and Binyamin, that they should continue going the right way. It says in Pasuk, Eishes Chayil B'Yimtza, everybody knew Rachel B'Shalom, that she was a Eishes Chayil. Everybody saw it and knew it. We could really say the whole capital Eishes Chayil goes on Rachel. In one of the Pesukim it says, Kom V'Ne V'Shua B'Ala V'Halala. We know a man, his job in this world is a Talmud Chochim, Sata Be'emuna. When it comes to a lady, her bracha is, well, her job is to be, work with the children. It says, she brought up her kids in all ways, in the ways of her parents and grandparents. That's maybe Pshan in the Pasik. Come over now, you brought up your children in the Derech Hashem in all ways, and therefore Bala Bayalala goes on the Eibishter, or the Bala praised of everything. The first Hespit in the Torah we know was by Sarah Meinu, which Avram Avinu was Maspit. It said in the Pasuk, Vayovay Avram Lispoit L'Sarah L'Fkoisoy. So they all asked, Mehechin Bo, where did Avram Avinu come from? It says, from Har Meriah, from the Kedis Yitzchak. So you too, Rachel, will megadle your children with mesiras nefesh through years of hard times. That was your akedah. The word they say over from the pasuk we say every morning, Mizbashir Chanukah Tzabai Sidovit. In the middle of the pasuk it says, Afachta Mizbati Lamochali. We know usually, Lo Yalenu, it's usually a child which is maspid a parent. Here it's the parents that have to be maspid the child. That's shot maybe in the pasuk. He says, Shem the Shinavar of son, I think, Afachta. Faket whispered that spadim is coming from the parents, not from the child. The machali, that's a mechila for them. We should all learn from Rachel's midas and try to follow in her ways. She should be a melitza yeshoya for Binyamin and her children, and for all the ganze mishpacha. Bila mavas lanetzach, machalakim al kapanim.